Well, now here's a question. Which hero of yours do you believe should be immortalised in a statue? Well, planners have recommended approval for a life-size statue in Coleraine of former Manchester United and Northern Ireland goalkeeper Harry Gregg, the hero, of course, of the Munich air crash back in 1958 when he helped save several passengers from the burning wreckage. But who else? Alex Higgins, Liam Neeson possibly, or even Kenneth Branagh? Do they deserve to be immortalised in bronze? Perhaps you'd support an Eamon Holmes train station, or maybe a Stephen Nolan bench, who knows? Let's hear from Tina Calder and Liam Beckett. Good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Liam, first of all, to you. Harry's a pretty modest man. Is he fully behind this plan?
He's very modest indeed, and he absolutely detests any adulation that people would try to shower upon him. Sometimes decisions have to be made by other people. And for me, you know, sport has been the greatest common denominator in this country that we live in. I think it's built more bridges in our communities than all of our politicians put together, to be honest. And Harry's right up there as one of the world's best. Mm-hmm. And I think that for such a small country, we keep producing these type of people, and I think they shouldn't be taken for granted.
Mm. And where would the statue go, Liam?
I would have to emphasise also, Enda, that it's very much still in the planning process procedure, so I wouldn't want to prejudice that in any way. I do believe July the 22nd is the all-important date. It would be in Coleraine Town Centre. I've seen the artist's impression of what it would look like, and I think it would be absolutely fabulous.
Tina?
I agree that there are many, many people in Northern Ireland who certainly deserve to have some sort of a thank you, some sort of a recognition. And absolutely, it's important that we recognise the work that people have done on the international stage to put tiny little Northern Ireland on the map. However, I do have one thing. I think they've got to be dead before we really, really immortalise them. And the reason for that is, I think that while people are still alive, they should be given the adulation in person. There shouldn't be a memorial statue for somebody who is still here and who still deserves our love and recognition.
Fair point, Liam.
No, I'm sorry, I totally disagree with Tina. I think that I'm completely opposite, in my opinion. I think they should be recognised while they're still alive. Harry's a living legend in this area. He absolutely, as I said, detests the word legend as well. He reckons he's just an ordinary man that did the things that any normal person would do. But I know, as a matter of fact, that some of the people who have been recognised by the form of a bronze sculpture or whatever, I feel would have enjoyed maybe seeing it had they still been here.
Tina?
Absolutely, I agree what you're saying, and in principle, you know, it would be nice for these people to know, but surely there are better ways of you know, giving these people the recognition that they deserve. Surely, you know, naming something or getting them involved in big organisations or doing something that they can benefit from here and now. I just think that when it comes to statues, when it comes to sort of, you know, big, grand, immense gestures, for me, the two people that stick in my mind would be Rory Gallagher and Gary Moore. But that's just because I have an affinity with the music community. I do understand that there are an awful lot of sports stars, TV stars, film stars, you name it, out there who have really flown the flag, whichever flag you wish, for Northern Ireland. And I really do believe that we have to be very careful that we don't get into a culture of erecting a statue for anyone and everyone. Harry Gregg absolutely deserves any kind of recognition that we can bestow upon him. However, Northern Ireland is very renowned for getting carried away, and we don't want bronze statues popping up all over the country before they are due to go up.
Let's hear from Anne now, who's got a thought or two about bronze statues and who should be remembered with them. Anne, good morning to you.
Morning, Enda. Actually, Enda, I've a bronze smile on my face because for the last over 20 years, the women of Derry have been waiting for a statue to be put up in the, you know, to the factory woman of Derry, and it keeps getting put back and delayed and put back. And Friday's Journal once again has said there's a possible delay. And as Anita Robinson said on Radio Foyle this morning, if they don't get a move on, most of the women who work in the factory will be in the cemetery. You know, and it's very true. I mean, as a big Man United supporter, certainly, I would like to see a bronze go up to Harry Gregg, great goalkeeper, great a man, a lovely man, and but I think it's a disgrace, you know, sort of the way they just sort of ask about, you know.
Mm-hmm. And where would you stand on that debate that Andrew was raising just before 10 o'clock about bronze statues should be erected to people after they have passed?
No, not really. I mean, I suppose, you know, I could go either way, but I mean, I think, you know, if somebody deserves, I mean, Harry Gregg's career is long over, so something, you know, could go up now. I mean, it's his career and him as a man that you're celebrating. And the other thing, it's the same with the shirt factories. It's the woman who worked in the factories that, you know, sort of that we want recognised. And certainly a lot of tourists coming to Coleraine from the north, from England generally, would know Harry Gregg as a footballer, and it would be a tourist attraction.
And in your experience, are they really tourist attractions, Anne? Are they something that somebody would put on their itinerary, for instance, a visitor to these parts to say, well, I go, I must have a look at that statue?
Well, certainly, I would believe that the people, you know, who were football fans and are old like myself, sort of were tiny whenever the you know, the Munich disaster happened. Certainly they would go and say, oh, this man was a hero, as well, you know, as well as being a great footballer, he helped to save the lives of some of the Busby Babes and the people on the plane. Yes, I think bronze is, if they're put up, not, you know, one that somebody that's flash in the pan kind of thing. No, somebody that has deserved it, and I believe Harry Gregg deserves it. I believe the woman of Derry deserves the monument. You know, if it deserves it, if it's done something. Alex Higgins, great person. I'm not too sure. I mean, again, I liked him as a snooker player, but I'm not too sure whether, you know, Harry Pickett would be Harry Gregg for the simple reason of the example he gives in football and one thing and another, you know. But mm-hmm. No, I think if they're like in a sport or in something like that, and they're still alive, honour them when they are alive, you know, sort of that. Okay. But certainly, if it's somebody's, you know, afterlife, and they decide this person was great for this city, it doesn't done an awful lot. Give it to them then, you know.
Okay, appreciate the call, Anne. Thank you very much indeed for that. 0845 9555 678. If you have a view on statues and who should be honoured with a statue in Northern Ireland, perhaps you have a list of your own local heroes. Now,